Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
There was a time when my late wife and I had a clear first choice for travel vacations. In a word, cruising. Every couple years, the urge would strike once again to book passage on a cruise ship, usually in the Caribbean, occasionally in the Mediterranean. We loved the idea of unpacking just once and letting our floating hotel take us to wonderful places. Over the years, we visited almost every Caribbean island and immersed ourselves in the island's culture, absorbing history and enjoying wonderful local cuisine. Speaking of cuisine, on our days at sea with no port of call, we made it a point to sit at dinner with new people. We made a lot of friends that way. It was always exciting to be out on the open water with no land in sight. And sometimes when our ship pulled into port, especially if it was one we had visited before, we would stay on board while nearly everyone else got off. The ship was ours. The only hassles we encountered on those trips was flying to Florida to meet the ship and the deboarding process at the end of the week. Those were hardships we learned to endure because the cruise itself was worth it. With all that as background, it might come as a surprise that the older I get, the less enthusiasm I have for the notion of ocean cruising. The culprit is a familiar one: increased cost and diminished service. I remember when we could book a 7-day Caribbean cruise for the two of us for around $3,000 for a balcony cabin. Good luck finding such a deal today. The sticker price is just the start. Features that used to be included in the cost of a cruise now require separate purchases. Extra fees pile up quickly if you want things like specialty dining, internet access, and exotic shore excursions. If you like the concept of an open bar while cruising, Norwegian Cruise Lines offers a premium open bar beverage package that will add more than $100 a day to your cruise cost. $100 a day bar tab. Well, it must work because people keep coming back. As a result, the cruise industry has grown to the point that it has become unsustainable. In 2024, 18.2 million American cruisers hit the high seas, compared to just 2 million in 1985. With ships growing from 2,000 to 3,000 passenger capacity, to monsters such as Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas and its 7,600 passengers at capacity. This explosion in size and numbers has transformed once peaceful destinations into chaotic tourist traps. Modern cruise ships feel more like shopping malls at sea than travel experiences. Some cruise lines have purchased islands that look more like amusement parks than cultural attractions. These artificial environments completely remove you from the natural beauty a Caribbean vacation is supposed to offer. Finally, it's impossible to ignore the health and environmental impact of these mega ships. Close quarters with thousands of strangers in recycled air creates perfect conditions for the transmission of diseases. I'm sorry if I wax nostalgic for the simpler era of ocean cruising 30 or 40 years ago. I haven't walked aboard a cruise ship for many years now, and it saddens me that I have no plans to do so.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.